to the MTR Network. We are back to discuss a new movie that is dropping digitally from Blumhouse Productions. It's called Sweetheart. I'm Shanna. I'm here with Ro. So tell me what you thought about the movie.
I liked it. I was pleasantly surprised. Obviously, I watched it because of Kirstie Clemons. And the guys and I just watched a movie called Prey about somebody else who gets dumped on a deserted island. So I was curious to see how a Blumhouse film decided to take on that same topic, but with a female lead. This movie was a little bonkers, and I was more than satisfied with the end. How about you?
I went into it not knowing anything about it other than that Kirstie Clemons was in it. And I was really surprised at how well it was done. And even though there was more that I wanted to know, I felt like the narrative was complete for this story. There was like a lot of stuff that it just left me with a lot of questions, not bad questions, just like, ooh, I wonder like if they had talked a little bit more about that or given us more information about that, but like not in a bad way, not in a, that I felt it was incomplete. Like the story was complete for what the story was. I just wanted to know more about this girl.
Oh, yeah. This is my favorite kind of horror movie. I mean, they introduce a protagonist character under vague circumstances. I mean, I thought the opening was really well done where they just kind of had her wash up on the shore. Mm-hmm. And the first thing she has to do is make life or death decisions. And I like the fact that they avoided the whole scream queen aspect that people usually tend to fall into when they have a female lead. And it became immediately obvious she was also going to be the main protagonist in this film. So I was delighted with that. But this movie proved to me that I would not survive on a desert island by myself. I would die.
That was definitely part of the questions I had because she's so capable. And I think it was, what was that movie that came out a few years ago where it's... like girl trapped in the house and people are trying to get in and then it turns very like Home Alone. In that movie, I can't remember the title of it right now, but in that movie they explain like, you know, she grew up a survivalist. So you're like, oh, okay. It makes sense. Cause you're like, I would just be dead.
I would die. I mean, they made her very no nonsense. This was a very no nonsense desert island survival movie, and I really appreciated it because even not knowing what Kirstie's background was, it became relatively obvious very quickly that she thinks well on her feet, she adapts, she pays attention. She may not necessarily have, like, you know, prepper skill sets, like she couldn't go live in the middle of nowhere in a compound tomorrow, but you give her a minute and she can figure something out. Yeah. And that just spoke to a kind of savvy that they don't usually give the women in these movies without trying to turn them into like either the anti Lord of the Flies heroine type girl. But, you know, she's not a damsel in distress. She's in distress, but she's not a damsel. And so she does a lot of self-saving. And I really appreciate that. But they also made it realistic. Like when she's gathering the fish and she's like, what am I gonna do with this? Or
no, it's great. Like she, I don't want to get into spoiler stuff, but there is a part later in the movie where basically once she decides, I gotta get off this island, she's like, I gotta get off this island by any means necessary.
She's like, let's go.
She's like, but, ready. She, she's like, she starts spitting stuff together and tying things.
Wait, you skipped. When she first is walking around examining this island, and you know that they like to do those standard jump scares, right? So this isn't a spoiler. I just thought it was amusing. they had her walk up to like a hollow tree that's making all these weird ass sounds. And unlike a man who would have gotten right up on it and stuck his face all the way in there to see what's up, she kind of leans to the side, leans over and looks and like, what in the hell? And when something flies out, she's like, nah, I'm good. Good. And she turns around and leaps. I appreciated that. She's like, I'm gonna explore elsewhere. And on she the island.
All of the context clues, when she finds things, she's like, what story is this trying to tell me? What can I learn from this? She's way better than I would be on a desert island type situation.
Well, I'd die. I'd find the old, you know, there's always a part of this where clearly the island may be deserted, but somebody has been stranded here before. Mm-hmm. You find the remains of another camp. See, I'd be looking at that and I'd have touched the wrong thing, got tetanus or like we were talking about in the movie Prey, that the whole idea was they drop a person on a desert. I don't know why I keep saying desert, except for I want pie, a deserted island. And he's supposed to contemplate he's supposed to be introspective for 3 days and they're going to come back and get him. And the first thing this little white boy does is step in the water with no shoes on. And cut his foot open. And I'm like, you're going to die. But they made everything about what her name in the movie is Jen. You eventually find out. They made it reasonable. She kept to the soft sand. You know, she tried to figure out a safe place to be. When she was scavenging around, she gathered logical things. She didn't just open up stuff and say, ooh, it looks like water. Let me drink it. You know what I mean? So I really appreciated that they put it together. They made it to where you could reasonably be willing to follow her as your main character in a movie. And I had fun with this. I like Justin Dillard. I liked Slight.
Yeah, so I hadn't realized when I was watching. I was just looking it up afterwards. And I realized that he's the same gentleman who did Slight, which is very different from this film. And I know that film was, you know, kind of, it got mixed reviews from folks. It feels like this is him pulling back a little bit because the cast is much smaller. It's all set in one self-contained place. So
yeah, this is much tighter, more intimate. Closed, you know, yeah, it's much more intimate setting. Much tighter storytelling. I felt the mystery that he left around his main character was useful rather than distracting. I felt the way that he unrolled and gave you a look at what her character was like, not necessarily her personality, mm-hmm. because you find out later how she's viewed by other people. And I thought that was very interesting because it was a completely inexplicable thing to me, based on the person who I had watched for all of Act One, which was really smart. I liked Slight. I thought it was an interesting origin story. I do feel that the story there got a little chunky and took away from the parts that were dynamic. I don't feel like that happens in Sweetheart. The accidentally funny moments were good. The scary moments were realistically scary. He built nice tension. I thought the pace was really well done. And just when you needed something to happen to keep this from just kind of wiling out into, is she going to find a volleyball and start talking to it land? Yeah. You get that something. And I don't think it's a spoiler to say that she had been on a boat that capsized and she's not the only survivor. Mm-hmm. And then that they eventually show up on the island. And all I know is like, I know y'all not going to just show up here on this girl's deserted island and start trying to be in charge.
Well, it's interesting because the actor, again, the casting is really good. It's Kirstie primarily. But then when you start meeting other folks.
Yeah, I wanted to punch Emery Cohen.
Who I love in Brooklyn, so like Emery Cohen like will always have my heart for that movie. And then the other actress, Hannah, I think Morgan Johnson or something like that is her name. She was in Spartacus. That's what I primarily know her from.
That's so, what I know her from as well.
Yeah, and so it's just, it's really, really good casting. That was another thing that kind of drew me to wanting to see this, because I was just like, okay, Kersey and, you know, Island, and this will be interesting as her as the lead. But then when I started seeing the other cast members, I was like, oh, there's stuff going on here. Like, these are really, really good actors signing on for this, like, little small kind of indie horror film. Like, let me check this out.
Hey, don't say that like that doesn't happen, ma'am.
I'm not saying it like it doesn't happen. But I think when you see, like, actors who you admire all gravitating towards a project that you're like, you know, they could have cast completely unknown people.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're going to cross a creature feature with a Ship Tricks movie, mm-hmm. you kind of need people who can work in isolation and be good if you don't want your movie to suck.
Yeah.
And this story is, I don't really know any more way to say it. This story is really simple and it's really straightforward, and it would be really easy for it to become monotonous very quickly. But he was just very savvy. I feel like I shouldn't just call him by his first name. I don't know him, but you know, whatever. He was very savvy in how he used his actors when he had them engage in dialogue. I thought that he did great things with the visuals. It looked good. And silence played a big role in building the tension and also revealing the personalities of the people around. Like, there's one point after it turns out that there are two other survivors who wash up on the island, where they show Kersey's character over at one end of the beach and the two of them at the other peering to whisper back and forth to each other. And there's no sound except for like the background music, but you immediately are completely invested in what the hell's going on. And he did that several times throughout the movie when Kersey was by herself and once she wasn't by herself under those circumstances. So it made it even much more, you know, compelling for me for like a in horror movie stakes, and it had a message all the way through. Well, and he never beat you over the head with it. He just let it happen.
Well, that's what I like so much about the whole first part of the film, is that it's just her. It's largely silent, except for, you know, whatever sound effects or, you know, sound that's right. happening. But it's largely silent because she's by herself. And you're just watching her work, and you learn so much about her character just from watching how she interacts with this island and how she handles yeah. the situation. So then by the time the other characters are introduced, you're like, that is not what I've just been watching for like 40 minutes. And right. then, and that brought all these questions where I was just like, oh my God, like I want to know about the boat they were on beforehand. I want to know all the stuff leading up to this moment that made this girl the way she is. And you don't get those answers, and it's not a bad thing. But the fact that I just want to know more about this character speaks to how well it's written.
And acted. Because mm-hmm. yeah. I don't think you could have, I mean, this could have gone. Look, this isn't going to be everybody's bag. Some people don't like creature features. I don't know what's wrong with those people. I like to scare shit out of myself. But even the way that they showed that she discovered what was wrong with this island mm-hmm. and why it was deserted was really well done. And I don't know. I really liked it. I thought it was disturbing more than scary. But when the two people who managed to also survive show up on the island, I knew things were going to go awry when the first thing that happened is the white boy gets out and hugged her, says, "Don't worry, I'm here. I'll take care of you." And I'm done. I was like, go on ahead and put the epitaph. Here lies dead people for not listening to the girl who's managed to be alive on the island the whole time. I knew shit was about to go wrong. I knew that it was going to be a problem. And I know this speaks to my prejudice. I knew that people were going to die because the white people had showed up. And they were clearly thinking that they were in the superior position to know how terrible their plight had been since their boat went down.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, Sweetheart became a testament to how important it is to have your circle of people that you hang out with not be trash. And it also was just, it was just, you know, we scream all the time, are you even listening to me? And like, did you hear what I said? Or, and then to, like, the way that they played out the scenes to show the excuses people make to discount something that they don't want to deal with, mm-hmm. or to disregard somebody who they've given themselves permission to not listen to or not to take seriously. Or when you're dealing with somebody who thinks they're better than you, so even though you're the one with the firsthand knowledge, they still think they're somehow superior to you and that you owe them something. I thought how they used all of that in the middle of the second act right through to the finale was perfect.
Yeah, the other two castaways showing up, which, you know, sorry for those of you, like, because it, whatever. Like, when it happened in the, in the movie, I was just like, oh shit, more people. What? Huh? Like, but like, I kind of knew because I had read the IMDb page. I was like waiting for them to show up, like either in flashback or something. But when they show up, if you didn't already have a high level of respect for Jen, it grows exponentially watching her have to deal with these people.
Not punch people in their face.
Like, you're like, oh, okay. Like, she's even better than me. Like I already knew she was better than me because she's still alive. But now I truly know she's better than me because she hasn't straight gone off on all these
phones. I was like, see, this is also why I couldn't end up cast away in a group of people who I only know a little bit or with family. Because I would. They would be cannon fodder. Let me just say it that way. Cannon fodder. Like, if I need to figure out a way to survive, I don't know whether or not my solution would be to go all out saying this is going to end one way or another tonight. Not if I have cannon fodder to put between me and the problem. Somebody going to die, but it's not going to be me. But yeah, I was actually, and then the creature they made and how they used it. I was not okay.
So I thought that was another really well done piece of the film.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to get into too much detail, but I will say that they did a beautiful job with the creature. And what I hate about films that feature creatures is that they often, some of them hold back too much. You know, like in the trying to be so secretive or, you know, build the tension or whatever. Like they don't want to show you the creature until the very end, or they don't fully show you the creature. And I get like budget, time, all those kinds of things can play into that, yeah. Special effects. But I will be pissed off if I watch a movie that has a monster and at some point I don't fully see the monster. And actually that point usually needs to be about midway through the film. If you save it for the very last shot, I will be even more pissed.
because I came here for monsters.
Like, that's what
there's
I
one particular moment where she thinks that she has the chance of being saved and what he does with that. And I was like, nope. I'm ready to go. No more flare guns.
Like,
build up the fire. I'm gonna need a gun. I need a knife. Where's that rock that cut open that thing? That's what my mind did. She was so much better than me in that whole situation. Like when they showed the growling and everything, like the sound design was really impressive. And I agree with you. I think that the way that they made their amphibious monster look was legit. And I think they used it really well. What I am afraid of is I think people are going to miss that the twist isn't about the monster. Mm-hmm. And that was the most, you know, straightforward portion of this movie. Mm-hmm. I liked it. I liked the fact that they were playing on the different aspects of, especially since it was a Black woman and, you know, the survival instincts that you have to have and the various ways in which they show up. The part where I wanted to know more is I wanted to know more what happened on the little raft.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had a little moment right when they washed up where I was like, shenanigans.
oh, not necessarily that, although that. But they had said that there were more people alive when they first shipwreck, when the boat went down. I wanted to know what happened to the people who didn't make it to the island in that little raft. And that was partially due to a comment. It was kind of an offhand comment. And then later when they actually did try to get back in the raft and she got inside first and looked around, that just kind of solidified for me that I wish the movie had gone a little in that direction before we move towards the, you know, the climax of the film and the finale. I felt like they could have given us a little stretch there. Maybe a conversation or two to about just to further flesh out the dynamic between the three before the action picked back up. I feel like there could have been a little bit more there.
I think they were being purposely vague to make that tension even more. But like there's definitely more that happened on that raft. Just also by the bodies that wash up at that island.
Yeah, the murderers. They was murderers. That's what I think. I think the white people were killers. But I think if we're not going to take, like, I was satisfied with the way that they developed Jen and the way that they led out from her. And I felt that the backstory we got for who she was perceived to be before she was on this island and we got to see what she's really like at core stripped down. I thought that worked. I thought it was brilliantly done. I thought it was really well done. I just wish that once we started getting some, you know, fuller story or backstory, I felt like the movie would have been stronger and the moments that we did get would have had a little higher bit of tension and a little bit more investment in them if we had gotten just a little bit more interaction than what we got. I loved what we got. I just wish we had gotten a little bit more because I was invested in this movie. But if you've missed some of the point, or if you're one of those people who need, you know, your VFX effects to be bigger or the prosthetics have to be matched with something, because I agree with you. I felt that they used the monster well and they showed him enough and they gave you a clear idea of exactly what her adversary was capable of. But when it came to the other humans, I felt that JD went a little soft. And I know that's partially because he didn't want the narrative distracting away from Jen. But one of the really strong messages in this movie is about belief and trust and truth and reliance. And I just wish that they had kind of dug that ground out and given us a little bit more of that landscape, because I was really enjoying this. It could be just some greedy. I'm pretty sure at this point, anybody who's listened to the podcast knows when I like something, I always want more. So yeah, it could be that I'm greedy. I just felt like it would have balanced out the cast a little more. Kirstie Clemons really carried this movie. And I feel like that they had other strong enough characters that JD could have dug a little bit more. And I think it could have only enhanced the story. But for me, this was a fun, you know, feature creature survivalist crossover flick that brought me happiness and joy at about 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Which, if you get scared of shit bumping around where you sleep, don't watch this at 3 a.m. Just saying.
Yeah, I agree. I think the narrative was super strong the way it's constructed. It leaves you with questions, not bad questions, just wanting to know more and theories and things. Like, you're like, oh, it must have been this. It must have been that. Like, you start thinking.
I started extrapolating all over the place. Yeah.
And that's good. Like, that's what you want. You know, like, I imagine had I seen this at, I don't know, like, 17, 16, 17, 18, 19, like high in my like fan fiction days, I would have written like three different stories that would have been like takes off of this.
Yeah.
Like, I would have written about like Jen pre-island. I would have been written a whole thing about what happened on the life raft before. I would have written a whole thing about Jen post-island. You know, like I would have been that person. To like write all of, be like, this is my favorite horror movie. I'm gonna write all these fan fiction about it because I have so many ideas. Because it leaves you with so much to kind of think about.
Yeah, I mean, it drops in at the right moment. It pulls away at at a moment that leaves you going like, well, wait a damn minute. What happens now? I mean, I think they beautifully foreshadowed it on the one sheet, the film poster mm-hmm. for the cover that they use. But yeah, I mean, I was invested. I appreciated this, but I don't know if I needed to know that somewhere in the middle of the ocean, there's a deep hole and there's some really weird ass creatures in it. And they're all carnivorous. I already have problems going into water and I live really close to the water. So thanks, Shanna. Thanks.
I love the water.
Thanks. I'm about to get on a boat in November and you've made me so excited to get in the water. I did send this to the boys. I sent it to Brandon and Chris because after we watched Prey, I really feel like they need to see what JD does with a lone survivor on an island theme. I think they'd get a kick out of the comparison. If you didn't watch Prey, ma'am, you should. Because, well, I think you'll appreciate that too.
There's a lot to watch right now. But
look, okay, you know what? I can't help it if your schedule just won't allow you to pause. I mean, you got all those hours when, like, you know, you could watch movies. Sleep is highly overrated. I'm just saying.
What is your overall rating for this movie?
This is a solid little movie for me. So, let me think. What did I give Prey? Did I give Prey a rating? Because if I did, this has to be higher. It does. This is a better movie. I mean, the parts of this movie that were predictable needed to be. Okay, I gave Prey a 6.5. This has to be at least a 7.5.
I'm gonna give it an 8 because I also feel like this is the time. This is the time. It's available. It's gonna be available for digital, so you can watch at home. And what what I've been really excited about this season is being able to just sit at home and watch scary movies. Like Hulu has the Halloween thing and Netflix has their whole little Halloween section. And it's just this been is really perfect great for your to third. Sit at home and watch.
Yeah, this is perfect. This and Eli are making me happy that with my weird twisted, this didn't go how I thought it was going to go Halloween theme this year. This is perfect for that.
Yeah,
I agree.
So spooky season in full effect. Get this on digital. I can't believe Halloween is so close.
I still have articles to write out of San Diego Film Fest. Plus, Allied is not so. I can't. Don't run my month out yet. I'm not quite ready for the 31st.
Big thoughts about what I was gonna do for Halloween, and now I'm not like, doing nothing. Ooh, maybe I can get together an outfit.
Mm-mm. I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna pull a Wednesday. I'm going as a sociopath for Halloween because they look like everyone else. And you can take from that what you will. I'm not doing anything for Halloween except eating candy, watching bad movies, and judging my neighbor shamelessly. But yes, Sweetheart is available as of October 22nd on digital and VOD, correct?
Yes.
So I suggest you put in your lineup.
Yeah, and you can read more. You're listening to the audio review, hoping you also read the review on the site. And I guess we just have a lot of horror stuff dropping this month, huh?
Yeah, I dropped Eli this weekend. It was a paper review on release day because it dropped Friday. But yeah, it's about that time where the month is about to get hectic because it is the fall slate. And none of us will sleep. So, you know, I'm not going to apologize for my ratchet to come on the podcast. It's just going to happen. Y'all going to have to deal with me. And Shanna, you always crazy. So, well.
I'm not. Okay. Well, talk
really,
to you.
Really? Wait. The lies. Okay. You're going to lie and leave me and my crazy by myself. I see how you are, Shanna. I see it.
All right. Well. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. And got a lot more coming. Bye.
week.